Mondas podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mondas podcast. I actually pre-recorded the main bit of this podcast about the new series Companions, but it feels apt that I'm going to be mentioning the sad death of Mary Tam as well, since we're talking about Companions as well. Mary Tam, I think, was due to be at Conventions, I think it might have been Dimensions in Newcastle in November, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, it's sad. You know, yeah, another classic Doctor Who companion gone. Yes, she was only in first season, but it was a massive season. You know, big arc, big change for Doctor Who, and I think I really enjoyed it as well. I don't know the exact circumstance of how she left. I don't know if she actually, now I'm thinking about it, I think, yeah, she'd kind of had enough and stuff. And Lala Ward obviously was very good in the role as well, but we all know what happened with her and Tom Baker. But I think it was good that the Doctor had an equal. And obviously continued with Lala Ward's interpretation of regeneration of Romana, but it was nice to have someone who wasn't just who wasn't waiting for the Doctor to save them all the time and stuff. Yes, there was elements of that, of course, you know. We've obviously had people like Sarah Jane who are a bit wiser and stuff, but it's nice to have someone who's on the same sort of level, and another Time Lord as well. Again, another unique thing. She obviously had lots of other TV appearances. I also remember in the Light Lads film as well. She was good in, and I think she was on Brookside at one point. I always remember the last appearance I saw of her was in Why in the Blood, the Robson Green drama, where it's all quite gory and stuff. She was a dominatrix in it, so yeah, a bit of a change from Marna. But yeah, so another sad loss, and yeah, it just kind of these sort of things just kind of happen, and it's frustrating because the other week was Caroline John as well. Another very in the same sort of thing, a very kind of strong female companion makes a change as well. And again, she was only in for a season. I'm not saying the two are linked, but it's weird, isn't it? You know, both be sadly missed, and both add a lot to Doctor Who, because I think it's nice to have a change from someone who's chased around after the Doctor, someone who's actually got their own career and stuff in her sense. She's actually, you know, she's an intelligent woman and stuff, and helped them with their. All the sciencey type stuff that Joe Grant would kind of just go up at and look confused at. So yeah, so it, you know, we've obviously lost two classic companions, and it's sad, you know. I'm gonna try and lift the mood by talking about new companions and what I think of them all. Bear in mind, there's some interesting views here. It's not all kind of let's just be safe. I'm being a bit cheeky at times with who I think's not very good and who I think is good. So.
Mondas.
You can check us up on Twitter, IanTodd82. So first up, Rose. Rose is and still is in my head the definitive a new series companion. Initially, you were like, why Billy Piper? But then you suddenly thought, it works, you know. And I think the only kind of, if you ignore the fact when she came back, because when she came back, you couldn't understand a word she said. And that was a bit bad, you know. She had some sort of botched tooth operation thing, and it just kind of, she was like, that wasn't good, was it? But if you just look at the two series she's actually in, started off a bit annoying, but really, at the end of the day, she was our window, you know, into the show and stuff, and we saw through her eyes. Yes, we didn't really need the rest of her family and stuff, and a mom and whatnot, and a boyfriend and whatnot, but it worked, and over time, her relationship with the Doctor did work, and the whole kind of relationship wasn't annoying. And I think they tried it again with Martha, but the whole unrequited thing doesn't work as well. Whereas it was always seen as the Doctor and Rose were almost as close as a couple in Doctor Who's history, I suppose. In terms of Martha, that's when it gets there. I don't think Martha's a particularly bad character, but I don't think Freema's that good an actress, really, and it was always a bit hammy. I mean, she started off from Crossroads, the remake. I can't bode well, kind of, really, you know. So she, she came to the show and it was all kind of unrequited love, and the doctor wasn't even asked about it, didn't even notice her. And it just got a bit boring, really, you know. And when she came back in Torchwood and Doctor Who briefly again the next series, it was, you know, the character just, if you've got a character that's pining for someone and it's obvious, it's just a bit trying. I'm working on a unit now, all that sort of thing. It didn't really work, I don't think. I don't know, it was only for a series, but it just felt a bit of a missed opportunity, I think, really. Following on from that, you obviously had Donna, and again, there's another one. Talk about casting. I wouldn't have really said, oh, brilliant, we've got Catherine Tate on board, because I'm never really a fan of Catherine Tate's work, schedule wise and whatnot. Incidentally, Catherine Tate was apparently in a pilot of Not Going Out, the BBC One sitcom. Imagine what that would be like with her in it full time. Interesting. But from an initial Christmas special, you thought, oh, she's doing a bit of the whole kind of Catherine Tate comedy show thing. Is this going to work? And then after a series, obviously got her back, and it worked really well. Because she wasn't pining for the doctor, she was her own person. Again, like a lot of companions, she was wanting a way out of her boring life and stuff, and she got that, and she was just a temp from Chiswick and all that sort of thing, and she just wanted a life, you know, like a normal life and stuff, and she saw the doctor as an alien, very much an alien, not someone to be lusting after, anything like that, you know. And I think it was sad how it ended with her memory getting wiped, but she was genuinely a good companion. And I think it worked really well as a good departure, I think, from stuff like Martha and Rose. More kind of side characters now, which are a bit smaller. Captain Jack. Then Captain Jack was brilliant in cameo roles, I think. And when he was in Torchwood, he was a bit of a different character. And I don't think it quite worked, the character. Trying to be a bit more kind of bawdy and a bit, ooh, you know, I've just mentioned rude stuff, and it that sort of cameo in Doctor Who kind of worked better, I think. He was always on the fringes, even when he was kind of, that's what the biggest thing was, when he grabbed onto the TARDIS and he was travelling, when they were travelling that planet where the Master regenerated. And, you know, I think it works in small doses. Hopefully will be in the special, if we do get a special next year. Another person who just mentioned that they're not going to be in a special, is Mickey, who said, he doesn't seem to be that interested in it. But really, I thought Mickey was a character that started off very annoying and very one-dimensional, a la Rory, I think. And then by the time he came to kind of Age of Steel and stuff in the second series, he was his own person, and he was doing his own thing. He wasn't running after Rose and stuff, which he initially did. It wasn't just the tin dog, essentially, you know. And I think it almost feels there's a lot of kind of that standard sort of path some companions take, from the kind of gormless beginnings, the slapstick beginnings, to kind of being accepted. In terms of the Matt Smith era, I've never been a massive Amy Pond fan. I don't really think it's to do with Karen Gillan, but just the character's not that likable, you know. And the whole kind of Rory run round after like a lap dog was a bit, you know. Not Rory started off being a bit boring and annoying, but and didn't really have a lot to say. He was just chasing after her. But then he has kind of come into his own, and I have liked Rory. But I think the time was up, I think, when they went at the end of the last series and then brought him back in the Christmas, he thought, well, I suppose if they are going to have a big send-off after the fifth episode, that's fair enough, you know, with the Weeping Angels. That's not a spoiler, because everyone knows that. But yeah, I just never really kind of clicked. I mean, I do like Matt Smith as the Doctor, but I wouldn't say I've ever really clicked with the whole Moffat era as much as I did with Russell T. Davies era. I don't know why that is. I don't know. I think Stephen Moffat's ideas work well when he does like a two-part in the middle of someone else's series, but when he's doing all the time, it can be a bit complicated and a bit all over the shop. I don't know, just the character of Amy just never really endeared herself. I mean, you know, Rose initially I didn't really like her, but then it just clicked. It was fine, but she doesn't seem to be a particularly nice person, and you can't really empathise with someone like that. But I don't know anything about this new character who's coming in the Christmas special, so I just know she's from Emmerdale, and that's it, really, and she might be an alien, you know, so who knows where that's going to go. Just quick word on the special as well, potentially next year. Hopefully, it'll be a big Five Doctors-esque romp. But really, I'm kind of very sceptical about remaining Doctors being in it, such as Colin Baker and whatnot, and Tom Baker. I'd like them to be in it some way, but really, it's going to be a bit naff, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because they're going to look now like... I think McGann onwards will be fine. Eggleston's obviously never going to be anywhere near it, is he? Really, you know, he's taking a huff, and he's never going to come back. Anywhere. You can tell, and you know, he'll probably be in some sort of time bubble or something like that. But who knows?
Mondes.
I've just watched the new trailer, which was launched at the start of August, and exciting! We've been waiting a long, long time for it, and it's been March since the last one. It was brilliant. It was very cinematic and big, spectacular, you know. It's supposed to be August the 25th or September the 1st for the new series. So this is the five episodes we're going to get, with Rory and Amy bowing out at the end of it. Daleks look fantastic, the Dalek bit. All the different types of Daleks and stuff, apparently. Dinosaurs on a spaceship, which sounds absolutely mental, but, you know, but hey, we'll see how that goes. The one that's set in, like, looks a bit like Westworld. Sounds quite cool. Yeah, and obviously the Weeping Angels as well is always good. But no, it looks brilliant. People are right when they're saying it looks like films. It looks like kind of a big trailer for loads of different films and stuff. But each one does look massive, big budget. Wow. To be honest with you, I'm most excited for the Daleks one and the Weeping Angels, to be honest with you. But the others look good nonetheless. But yeah, it looks really interesting to see how it's all going to pan out, and it all looks very exciting, and hopefully the Daleks one will be on the end of August, and then we'll get into it, because it's been a long time of people going on about who's in, who's not and stuff, and I'm very excited from seeing that trailer, so we'll see, hopefully very soon. Thanks for listening, take care, bye.
Mondes podcast.